news. Well, unless by good news you mean more money or a longer life or more things to enjoy, a bigger flat screen TV maybe, or a new iPhone, or a week in the sun. They're the kinds of things we all enjoy, me as much as anybody else. But if by good news you mean what the Bible means, the good tidings the angel sang, if by good news you mean Mary's song, filling the empty with good things and sending the rich empty away, if by good news you mean the song of the angels, a saviour has been born in Bethlehem, well, people generally don't want that kind of good news at all. It is hard news. It's good, but it's hard to hear if you're comfortable, powerful, or addicted to the pleasures of the world. It's good to hear if you're poor, vulnerable, or of little worth in the eyes of the world. It's hard to hear if you're living by your own lights. It's good to hear if you're all too aware of how much you need God's forgiveness and love and constant help. It's not easy telling good news to folk. It's not easy being an angel, though you all look very angelic this morning. But it's not easy being what an angel means, a messenger, one who tells. And I think during this Advent and this service, we can say, one who sings. Angels are everywhere, not so much as pictured on the Christmas cards with trumpets and wings and halos and all kinds of things like that. And it's tempting to think along the lines of every one of us having a guardian angel. Or maybe you'll remember, you'll have heard, I'm sure, the story of the angels of Mons protecting soldiers during World War I. But those kinds of angels have more to do with what we want, more about God being on our side, about good news being all about what is good for us. Whereas as I was saying, good news in the Bible's way is all about being good and doing good and singing good for others, especially for those who don't think they're good enough to receive it. And the kind of angels who sing that kind of good news can be found everywhere. In hospitals and charity shops and refugee camps and schools and churches and on the street where you live, you name it. But it's not easy being an angel singing good news like that, being a messenger of God's good, hard news. It means putting others first. It means going the extra mile. It means giving. It means suffering the consequences. I guess if people are going to hear the song of God's good, hard news today, they are going to need singers, angels, you and me. Even when your halo slips, because you've messed it up, even when you struggle to get your wings to unfurl because of the pressing weight of a suffering world, even when your voice croaks and gets lost among all the other voices offering some other kind of good news, still then, sing. Not easy, still sing. Don't sing the songs of good fake news. Don't sing the songs of good selfish news. Don't sing the songs of good powerful news. Sing the song of good hard news. Mary's song. The angel's song. J. Joseph's song, the shepherd's song and the wise men's song sing of an end to injustice and warfare and unfairness. Sing the songs of Bethlehem. Sing the song of peace on earth, goodwill to all. The singers, the song, it's all of a piece. God come to us. God one with us. The song of Christ on earth.